Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They're not even hiding it anymore, Lee. Well, the Democrats' demands aren't for Americans. They don't care about Americans, and they don't care if you know that. Demanding over $1 trillion, including hundreds of billions, to restore illegally, by the way, because it's against the law, free health care for illegals, or else the government shuts down. Not even hiding who they are anymore. J.D. Vance yesterday just went on a tear about this, and good for him, across the networks, talking about, like, how have we gotten here?
Under our system, you need 60 Senate Democrats to vote for the clean continuing resolution that the president and House Republicans have put forward. I think it's preposterous, Martha. And I think the American people really should pay attention to the fact that Democrats are threatening to shut down the entire government because they want to give hundreds of billions of dollars of health care benefits to illegal aliens. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen a political party actually advertising the fact that they want to shut down every essential function of government, and they want to use that as leverage so that they get more money for illegal alien health care benefits. It's such a stark contrast between Republicans who are trying to put the interests of the American people first and Democrats who I think would want to take money from the American people to give benefits to illegal aliens. We don't want to shut down the government, but if Democrats refuse to just pass this clean continuing resolution, that's exactly what's going to happen. And I think the Democrats are going to bear the responsibility for it.
Well, the Democrats and the media and the mainstream media bear responsibility because this is being misreported. This is being reported as Republicans are trying to cut health care.
Yes.
No. They are saying that if you are providing medical benefits, which are illegal to illegal immigrants, it's going to stop. That's where those cuts are. That's what's going on, and that's not what's being reported by the mainstream media. This is being said that mean old Republicans just want to cut health care for everybody. No. They're wanting to stop the money, the hundreds of billions of dollars worth of benefits that are being spent on illegal immigrants who legally cannot accept those benefits.
And what has happened here is that in the big, beautiful bill, the loopholes that were allowing Democrat states to illegally sign these illegals up on health care benefits were closed, effectively kicking them off. So Chuck Schumer wants to reopen those loopholes so that Democrat states can continue violating federal law, which is what they do best. But I want to point something out. This was kind of brilliant by Elon Musk over the weekend. You talk about why do Democrats want health care for illegals? They are in a cold panic, Lee, because 2 million of them are gone. 1.6 million self-deported and another 400,000 were picked up by ICE. These were future and, as I played in the last segment, sometimes current voters. What they were doing, these illegal immigrants, they show up at the border. Biden gives you the free phone, gets your name. 5 months later, your social security number arrives. You're supposed to be awaiting your deportation trial. It's illegal to give them social security numbers. Yet the Democrats secretly and quietly, and I played the Newsmax piece in the last segment, secretly and quietly were giving them social security numbers and sneaking them onto the rolls. 1.5 million illegal immigrants on the Medicaid rolls, at least including people with criminal convictions and cartel connections. Now, why would Democrats do that? Why would they sneak around and do that? I'm going to let Hillary Clinton explain. This is Hillary Clinton, 1993. She's pushing for socialized health care. Take a listen.
As to illegal aliens, We agree with you that we do not think the comprehensive health care benefits should be extended to those who are undocumented workers and illegal aliens. We do not want to do anything to encourage more illegal immigration into this country. We know now that too many people come in for medical care as it is. We certainly don't want them having the same benefits that American citizens are entitled to have.
She understood it was a magnet. But you know what Elon Musk points out here? This is amazing. Funny to think, this is what he tweets, funny to think that Bill Clinton's policies when he was president were essentially MAGA. They were. That's her. Because remember, he put his wife in charge of, if you weren't following politics then, and I wasn't, I was too young, but like he put her in charge of selling socialized medicine. Yeah. She was very clear, illegal immigrants, no, we don't want a magnet for them to stay, which tells you the Democrats know what they're doing. They want them to stay.
Yeah.
Now we're told this is far right Gestapo, Hitler, Nazi fascist extremism. No, it was the position of the Democrat Party under Bill Clinton. We have not changed. We are where Hillary and Bill were in 93 and 94. They have changed.
Yes, the party.
Yes, and that retro clip shows you that.
Yeah.
And folks don't realize, as recently as 2012 and 2011, I should do a podcast on this, Lee. I have all kinds of audio in the vault from Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all of them advocating for a wall, advocating for illegal immigration to be stopped and halted because it hurt blue-collar workers, and they were to finish up. Bernie Sanders, same thing. He's on record, too.
Now, all these politicians you just mentioned are pandering for socialist votes as Democrats and you know, changing their stance on policy that they had adhered to decades ago.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And when you know, when you have the Speaker of the House, and I saw his first tweet, I saw it on Gab, and someone had screenshotted, and I thought, oh, that's fake. That's AI. Come on. The Democrats aren't seriously saying they're going to shut the government down if we don't give 1.5 million illegals health care benefits. And by the way, each one of these illegals, it's not just for them. Some of them represents like their whole family gets the benefit. You know what I'm saying? They're just the one that signed up. So it's more than 1.5 million illegals. That's why they need hundreds of billions of dollars. I thought it was, I was like, that can't be real. Somebody's just AI'd that. And I look on his feed. It really is the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. He's like, no, they want benefits for illegal immigrants. Because of course they do. They're desperate to keep them here. Desperate. How can you vote Democrat if you're in Guatemala? Stephen Miller, Deputy Chief of Staff for Trump, nails this. Here we go. Yeah, it's locked up. Let's see. Here we go.
Well, the Democrats are demanding free health care for illegal aliens. Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries have been clear. They will not fund law enforcement. They will not fund the military. They will not fund public safety. They will not fund the operations of the federal government that your tax dollars pay for unless they get free health care for illegal aliens. That is the biggest losing message and the biggest losing argument in American history. We will see if there's enough Democrat senators who are dumb enough to follow Chuck Schumer off the edge of that cliff.
Meanwhile, Lee, did you see this? The Penn State whiteout game? You know, no. This is, I didn't realize this time.
I have little interest in college football these days, too.
Really? You? You feeling okay?
Well, yeah, it's just, there's a certain team that I follow that's just not.
I see. So you've given up on the entire enterprise.
No, right? I mean, I heard there was going to be something with Penn State, yeah.
Yeah, well, I get where you're coming from. But there was a reason to tune in, it turns out. It was the whiteout game, and you should see the crowd. These students, it's a sea of white. They're wearing the T-shirt that Charlie Kirk died in. It's a white shirt with the word freedom across it. Yeah. You could buy these on Amazon now. My kids are actually talking about going trick-or-treating this year. All three. I didn't come up with it. They did. Wearing the shirt. They were wanting to know, can we get three of them? And they could go trick-or-treating in the shirt, like just with the word freedom across it. I understand that. That just gives you chills. Charlie Kirk died wearing a shirt with the word freedom on it. And he was shot and killed for exercising his First Amendment rights. That's incredible. Anyway, these kids, and what's great about watching this crowd at the Penn State game, Lee, these are kids. These are college kids. They're wearing the shirt. It's hip. It's hot. It's what's in. Whoever thought, right?
Yeah, really.
So that's where we are in this country right now. And again, it really shows you, as Elon Musk said, funny to think that Bill Clinton's policies when he was president were essentially MAGA, as they tell us, we're extremists. No, we're just Americans. We're where America was in the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s. It's the left that's changed. And that's why, you know, if you saw that 60 Minutes interview with the, he's very liberal, by the way, Republican governor of Utah. And he's saying the problem is social media. We've got to stop saying mean things on social media. No, that's not the problem. I was really disappointed in him telling 60 Minutes that. They ate it up. They wanted to hear it. No, that's not the problem. The problem is that the left has moved into Marxism. The party is undergoing a violent Marxist revolution, and they expect Americans to go along with them. And Americans are like, whoa, Nelly, no, I'd like to stay back in the 90s with Bill and Hillary Clinton, who were sane.
Well, semi-sane.
Well, yeah. How do you compromise with that? How do you compromise with, we're going to burn down ICE buildings. Well, we're going to shoot, ICE agents. ICE agents are fascist. Enforcing the law of America is fascist. Oh, and you better give illegals the free health care. I mean, like, how do you compromise with that and be a nice person?
You don't.
You don't. You can't. What they're asking of us is impossible. So, no, he totally scapegoated the left for them. That's why 60 Minutes left what he said. No, it's not online. It's not both sides. It's we cannot tolerate and accommodate a Marxist revolution by way of just being nice to the other side. We have to fight back with words. And they don't like when we use words.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.